Alléluia, 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 Alléluia. Stay awake and be ready, for you do not know on what day the Son of Man will come. Alléluia, Alléluia, Alléluia. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not be afraid any longer, little flock, for your Father is pleased to give you the kingdom. Sell your belongings and give alms. Provide money bags for yourselves that do not wear out, and inexhaustible treasure in heaven that no thief can reach, nor moth destroy. For where your treasure is, there also will your heart be. Get your loins and knight your names, and be knight servants who await the master's return from a wedding, ready to open immediately when he comes and knocks. Blessed are those servants whom the master finds vigilant on his arrival. Amen, I say to you, he will gird himself, have them recline the table, and proceed to wait on them. And should be come in a second or third watch, and find them prepared in this way. Blessed are those servants. Be sure of this. But the master of the house had known the hour when the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into. You also must be prepared, for at an hour you do not expect the Son of Man will come." Then Peter said, "Lord, is this parable meant for us or for everyone?" And the Lord replied, "Who then is the faithful and the prudent steward whom the master will put in charge of his servants to distribute the food allowance at the proper time? Blessed is the servant whom his master on arrival finds doing so. Truly I say to you, the master will put the servant in charge of all his property. But if the servant says to himself, 'My master is delayed in coming,' and begins to beat the men servants and the maid servants to eat and drink and get drunk, then the servant's master will come on an unexpected day and at an unknown hour will punish the servant severely and assign him a place with the unfaithful. The servant who knew his master's will but did not make preparations nor act in accord with his will be beaten severely. And the servant who was ignorant of his master's will but acted in a way deserving of a severe beating shall be beaten only lightly. Much will be required of the person entrusted with much, and still more will be demanded on the person entrusted with more." Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. The main theme of the Gospel today is stay awake, be ready, for we do not know on what day the Son of Man will come. Just as if the second reading, St. Paul reveals, "By faith Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out the place that was to receive an inheritance. He went out, not knowing where he was to go. By faith he sojourned in the promised land as in a foreign country, joining in tents with Isaac and Jacob, heirs of the same promise. For he was looking forward to the city with foundations, whose architect and maker is God. So St. Paul also invites us to go out, although we don't know where we will be, but we know to follow the will of the Lord. Many times we have too much human thoughts, but Jesus is always telling us, don't worry, things about tomorrow. Today is the best time. It's important every day to do the will of the Father. Every day, just to just carry our cross on a daily basis. Jesus also said, once first the kingdom of God, the rest will be given. So try our best. If things is not changing yet, but live with faith. Many times, maybe sickness, maybe misfortune can create some disturbance in our heart. But maybe this is a chance for us to reflect whether we are living the will of God, whether we are looking forward towards God. Jesus advising us with a simple way, just prayer, prayer, prayer. Seek first the kingdom of God, the rest will be given.